This is a channeled message from Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene. And it is channeled by Maitreyi Meliana. Dear ones, I am Mary, and I am Magdalene, and I am the Divine Mother. I'm coming through today to you all to let you know that you are in my heart and that I have the whole world, your planet, in my heart. I want you to know that we are watching you work and change and shift, and that there is so much more happening beyond what you know, what is happening in the news, or what is being revealed in the news. There is a plan for your planet, a divine plan. And you and so many are part of this great plan, this great awakening. There is so much that is being planned that human beings have no idea about. Because to know would be to frighten people. What I want you to know is that the plan is for good. Each soul is receiving and working through and evolving in their own way, in their time, at their pace, and at their purpose and capacity. The biggest work for human beings at this point is to know their hearts, their sacred heart. And while it seems like a very remote, maybe even too spiritual a subject, you have no idea how powerful your heart is. Just by sending love to someone, you change the energy of the planet. Just by caring for someone, a group, a country, a people, you change the energy. So much can be done without what is viewed as productive action. Because your heart, what you feel and want and desire and hope for and intend for others with love, which is the operative word, is action. So while you are all seemingly isolated and may feel helpless, not able to do, simply sitting and allowing yourself to feel love, compassion, goodwill, friendship, sisterhood, brotherhood, shared humanity with another elevates the entire world to a world with heart. And the question before you is, can you and will you allow yourself to love another, to love another's heart, regardless of their personality? It seems unthinkable. In a world that knows polarity, where so much about us versus them has been playing out. The answers, the solutions to the problems that you are experiencing and facing, will not mainly come from what you do in terms of legal and social and political work, but from this energetic heart shift. And that is the reason for this program, Love Revolution. It is to dare you to be perhaps the bravest you can be, to see someone so completely different from you, and to still be open in your heart to their heart. Your heart is a beam of light, much like the headlights of a car. And when you feel love or even kindness or understanding towards another, you dissolve these barriers and walls that have been erected for centuries. It is as though your heart emits beams of light. Much like your sci-fi movies that can actually dissolve and touch others, whether or not they receive them or are ready to receive them, that is not what is important. What is important is the work of love, the act of love in any form. And we know this is a very difficult challenge. But it can also be a practice, because this is the new world. This is what your planet is being elevated towards. Can humanity love each other? Is the biggest question you are all facing. And can you, my daughters, hold that? It doesn't have to be all the time, we know. But to even have the intention to recognize another as human and therefore having their own heart, wherever their heart is, and wherever their capacity to love is, to not judge, which is one of the biggest barriers as well. This does not have to be done today. But to even hold this as a possibility for yourself, as a person, as a woman, that no matter who another is, they are also a child of God and the Goddess. They may be a baby compared to where you are in terms of their evolution of soul. But that does not exclude them from the possibility and reality of their own evolution in time over lifetimes. You are here because you have evolved over lifetimes. And in this lifetime, so can you hold that possibility for them as though many are children reaching for fire, playing with fire? And need to learn. They too are learning. This does not mean you do not act in the world and stand up for what you believe and fight the good fight. We want you to do that. That is essential. Because you are in a position to help many. But what we ask you to do is to hold in your hearts the possibility for all to know what you know. For to judge them from where you are is not only to damn them, but yourself. For as you judge, so will you be judged. As you despise and reject, so will you be. So this is less a question of who is right and wrong and what the ideology is, but more the question of, even with difference, and maybe especially with difference, can you still walk with love? You do not have to agree, but can you hold love? And if love feels too strong, then understanding, curiosity, and a space in your mind for the possibility that they too have a heart, however buried, however protected, however defended, however wounded, however small the flame, the spark exists within them. This is what we desire for your planet, for each of you, and for all humanity. For I hold all in my heart as Mary, and I pray for all, for you are all my own, my children, my family. I cannot stand to see one being elevated and another reduced or hurt. It is all coming to a head now, the bloodshed, the hate, this other versus myself. We know you feel that too. So the solution, though it does not seem worldly or media worthy, but the solution can happen in everyone's homes, to sit for a few moments each day to pray for the world.